North Shore Today.
The area's only daily news podcast
on msonewsports.com. Governor Charlie Baker says that the data from last week is looking better than the previous weeks.
There are currently 3,436 patients hospitalized in Massachusetts from COVID-19. That represents a reduction of about 126 patients compared to the previous day. There are approximately 850 COVID-19 patients currently in intensive care units. And I would just add that the intensive care unit capacity in Massachusetts is significantly above today what it would normally be, but that's because we worked with the hospital community to build additional so-called surge capacity in their ICUs to be able to manage the increase in COVID cases, which has turned out to be a pretty effective strategy in ensuring that our hospitals could do that as well as continue to serve people who are dealing with other healthcare conditions and circumstances as well. Over the past week, we have seen a steady reduction in hospitalizations. There are 280 fewer hospitalizations for COVID-19 patients than there were last Friday. Overall, about 5% of cases, which is a pretty consistent number, have been hospitalized. We're making progress here, but I want to remind everybody that the virus spreads quickly and continues to impact, based on our testing data, thousands of people across the Commonwealth.
Governor Charlie Baker. The Linfield Whole Foods market has temporarily closed after multiple employees tested positive for the coronavirus, according to a company spokesman. Gayla Colley and Anne-Marie Tobin write in today's Daily Item that the spokesman did not say how many team members have been tested positive for the virus, but said Whole Foods was notified that employees in their Linfield store had been diagnosed with COVID-19 over the past few weeks. Quote, we've been performing daily enhanced sanitation measures, have had multiple professional deep cleanings and disinfections throughout the facility, and are following the guidance of health and food and safety authorities, the Whole Foods spokesman said in a statement. Much more on this story in today's Daily Item of Lynn. In Danvers, a local man who took his kayak out for what he probably expected to be an uneventful ride on the Porter River Sunday morning soon found himself in a frightening and possible life-threatening situation. Paul Layton and Buck Anderson write in today's Salem News that the incident took place a little before 10:30 a.m., shortly after which the harbor master's office received a call about a capsized kayaker in the Porter River. The 27-year-old Danvers kayaker later told rescuers that his kayak had overturned not far from the town's sandy beach. He told Danvers Harbor Master Chris Sanborn that after the kayak got away from him, he tried to swim, then walk to shore, but he sank in about 3 feet of mud and was unable to move. Eventually, the hero of the day turned out to be Christian Harvey, a 16-year-old Danvers team who was out in his family boat when he saw the rescue effort underway and offered to help. Luckily for the kayaker, Harvey was able to bring his boat close enough to the stuck man to pull himself up into the gunwales and then into the boat. Harvey brought him to shore where the water rescue team took over. That is it for us today on North Shore Today. Another week is underway. It's Monday. Thanks so much for joining us. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell, reminding you that we do want to hear from you with any comments or suggestions. Great way to do it is use our email, our contact tab on the top of the webpage. Our email is msonewsports@gmail.com, msonewsports@gmail.com. Again, have a great Monday.